pitcher's duel between the Giants and the Dodgers. Rich Hill back in action following his stint on the DL due to a blister. His opposition, the youngster, Ty Block. Block in some hot water, though, top four, a 2-1, one-out jam.
The 2-1. Little chopper slowly hit to second base. Coming home with the throw. Out at the plate, Christian Arroyo with the throw just up the third baseline. And Justin Turner is out at the plate. High fly ball to right. Puig going back in front of the wall. And it is high off the wall. And it is gone, a home run. And so first base umpire Mike Bolchinski and crew chief Mike Winters go to the headsets. And
did the fan interfere with a ball that was still in place?
You can hear by the crowd reaction, it's a home run for Brandon Belt. Dodgers with the infield in for Crawford, who's 1-for-2 in a 1-1 tie. And he lines a base hit into right center field. In to score is Belt, and the Giants reclaim the lead. It's 2-1. Two out in the ninth. Peterson, 0-for-3. Checked his swing, little Baltimore chop, picked up by Law, throws to first, and the Giants win it, 2-1.
The Giants edge the Dodgers 2-1, extending their season-high winning streak to 5. Ty Block continues to dominate L.A., now with a 1.57 ERA and 4 career appearances against the Dodgers, including 3 starts. The Giants overcame a 1-for-12 effort with runners in scoring position. The Dodgers received an encouraging start from Rich Hill, but were unable to come up with the big hit in a 2-1 loss to the Giants on Tuesday. Here is Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts.
I actually didn't see the ball go. I think it might have went between his legs or went. I didn't see it actually, but I don't know if it was wild pitch, pass ball.
It was a little wild pitch.
It was a little wild pitch, yeah. I'm sure, you know, Austin's been really good back there. And, you know, working with Rich and the relievers and obviously Avi, flare base hit, and you know the wild pitch, then you know Posey gets them over and they get them in. So you know they manufacture a run right there, and you know today I thought we had a good chance versus Block and mixed pitches. You know we couldn't put it together, and obviously you know CT gets a big hit. We had one opportunity where we threatened, but. You know, as far as collecting hits tonight, getting base runners, there wasn't a whole lot going on.
Rich had some traffic on the bases, but got out of some jams thanks to some timely defense, as well as some execution in key spots. What did you see from him?
You know, Rich, I don't think he was sharp early. You know, was missing with his fastball a little bit up and the breaking ball arm side, but he started changing arm angles, you know, commanding the breaking ball, and actually was pretty dang good. You know, Belt's had success against him, so hit the home run on the breaking ball. But, you know, really he limited damage and, you know, he pitched himself out of some traffic. But, you know, from the last time he's pitched for us and to give us 80-plus pitches, 5 innings, give up 1 run, I thought that was a success.
Josh Fields is pitching out of his mind. Yeah. Threw among National League relievers as far as the ERA is concerned. What is attributed to that?
You know, I think that Josh is in a really good place mechanically, mentally, and you know he's really staying behind the fastball. So I think that you know with our guys that do elevate, that change locations as far as high and low, you know for guys like that to stay in line, stay behind the baseball, he's getting that life in the zone and the swing and miss. So the breaking ball, he's throwing when he needs to, but he's got a lot of confidence right now.
The Dodgers send Clayton Kershaw to the mound on Wednesday as he battles Johnny Cueto.